因为该撒利亚腓利比是主耶稣传道施工的一个重要的分水岭。
Because we know that Caesarea Philippi is the very important watershed for Jesus Christ his ministry.
在这之前，主耶稣的工作范围是集中在加利利。
Before that, he's focused on the Galilee.
在这之后，他的工作范围是集中在耶路撒冷。
And then he focused on Jerusalem.
在这之前，我们所看到的是耶稣工作中所彰显出来的权柄和能力。
And before that, we can see he manifest his power and his authority.
在这之后，我们将要看到他的被拒，将要看到他的受难和死亡。
And then later on, we will see his denying, suffering, and death.
从今天的经文，我们看到在该撒利亚腓利比所发生的事。
Today we see what happened in the Caesarea Philippi.
这是非常重要的事。
It's a very important issue.
在这里，彼得认耶稣是基督。
At this moment, Peter recognized Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ.
这是耶稣第一次向门徒说明他自己真正的身份。
This is the first time Jesus explained his own status to his disciples.
也是在这里，在这一个时刻，耶稣讲解做门徒所需要付上的代价。
And this is the moment Jesus described that the price to be a disciple.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，当我们来思想你的话语的时候，求圣灵来帮助我们。
Dear Lord, when we think about your words, please ask the Holy Spirit to help us to understand.
求圣灵来帮助我们进入真理。
We ask the Holy Spirit to ask us to enter the truth.
谢谢主。
We thank you so much.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的经文，我们看到耶稣先问门徒说：“人说我是谁？”
In today's verses, we saw that Jesus asked the people, "Who do you say, or who do they say I am?"
他们就把所有对耶稣的看法、评论归纳起来，然后做出回应。
So they collect all the responses and then reply to Jesus.
有人说你是施洗的约翰。
Some people say he's the John Baptist.
有人说你是以利亚。
And some people say you are Elijah.
又有人说你是先知里的一位。
And some people say you are one of the prophets.
当门徒把这些意见提出来的时候，耶稣一点都不动心。
When the disciples mentioned these, Jesus is not touching at all.
耶稣一点都不欣赏。
He doesn't appreciate it at all.
耶稣要问的是什么呢？
And what did he want to ask?
你们说我是谁？
He wants you to know, who do you think I am?
彼得回答说，你是基督。
And Peter said, you are the Christ.
换句话说，历世历代所盼望、所祈求、所愿意领受的那一位弥赛亚就是你了。
In other words, that all the centuries people are expecting the Messiah, that is you.
神应许要赐下基督。
God promised to give us the Christ.
我们等候你的来到。
And are waiting for this Christ to arrive.
现在就已经来到眼前了。
And finally, you are here in front of us.
神的应许实现了。
God's promise already been fulfilled.
这是一个伟大的宣告。
This is a very important proclamation.
而且这个宣告是有天父的印证的。
And this proclamation has the confirmation from the Heavenly Father.
当我们看马太福音十六章那边的经节，西门彼得回答说：“西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
We see in Matthew chapter 16 that said Peter said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”
And Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, son Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven."
我们特别注意到在马太福音中的记载。
We also recognize that the description in the book of Matthew.
当彼得讲完说你是基督，是永生神的儿子之后，耶稣马上在这里可以说是奠定历史历代教会应当有的一个基础原则。
When Simon replied that you are the Messiah, and so Jesus confirmed that kind of response.
那这一个原则是什么呢？
What is the principle here?
这就是我们的信仰应当是建立在启示上。
So that means our faith should build upon the revelation.
主耶稣说，这不是人告诉你的，这不是属血肉的人指示你的。
Jesus said, this is not told by a flesh or blood, but by the Father in heaven.
是我在天上的父指示你的。
But by my Father in heaven.
基督徒的信仰应该是建立在神的启示上，而不应当建立在他个人主观性对基督的解释上。
So any Christian, the relation, the faith built upon should be on the revelation instead of your personal feeling experiences.
也不应当建立在个人的一个经验上。
And not all even for your experiences either.
对基督的认识不能用我们主观的经历或者感性的体会去代替神的启示。
We cannot use our subjective experience or understanding to replace the God's revelation.
彼得的回答是有天父的印证的，那当然他是答对了。
Because Peter's answer has a confirmation from Heavenly Father, of course he answered the right answer.
为什么耶稣禁止门徒去告诉人呢？
However, why Jesus asked them not to tell other people?
就是因为以色列人，包括门徒在内，他们对弥赛亚的认识，他们所期盼的弥赛亚，还是政治性的、军事性的、民主性的，是与他们地上的以色列国有关的。
However, the Messiah they are expecting is the one related to the politics or military.
以色列国亡国多年。
We know Israel being completely destroyed for many, many years.
北国在主前722年被亚述帝国所灭。
We know the northern country was destroyed by
南国在主前586年被巴比伦帝国所灭。
And the southern kingdom was destroyed by 532.
后来一直被外邦所统治。
And after that, they were controlled by other countries, foreign countries.
以色列民最盼望的就是弥赛亚降临。
The Israel people, they are expecting the Messiah to arrive.
能成为以色列国的君王，带领他们推翻罗马帝国。
To be the king to lead them for the revolution to overturn this Roman Empire.
这是以色列人他们所抱持的一种心态。
This is their heart.
彼得在这个时候所认识的基督也和一般以色列民是一样的。
However, at this time, the Christ Peter recognized is still the same as all the others.
他也不能够了解基督要牺牲拯救的事实。
He cannot understand that Jesus had to be crucified or sacrificed for us.
是的，基督要做王，基督要掌权。
Yes, the Christ will be king. He will be reign. He will reign the whole country.
但是基督做王掌权，并不是像以色列民所想要的那种方式。
But however, not in the way people thought.
乃是要照以赛亚书53章所说的。
But in the way of Isaiah chapter 53 described.
那你说是要担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He sure will take up our pain and bore our suffering.
他要为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
He was pierced for our transgressions and he was crushed for our iniquities.
他要做被杀的羔羊，成为赎罪祭。
He was like a lamb to the slaughter and the offering for sin.
但是以色列民他们不要这样的弥赛亚，这完全不是他们心中所期盼的弥赛亚。
However, this is not the Messiah they expect.
四福音书都记载了一个神迹，就是五饼二鱼给五千人吃饱的神迹。
We know there's a one miracle described by all four gospel books, which is the five loaves of bread and two fish.
耶稣行了这个神迹之后，众人要来强逼他做王。
After Jesus performed this miracle, all the people come down and try to force him to be the king.
要他领导反抗罗马政府，寻求犹大民族的独立。
People want him to be the king so can lead the people to overthrow the Roman Empire.
主耶稣不接受，他独自退到山上去了。
But Jesus, he was withdrawn to a mountain.
当时众人拥戴耶稣为王，但是耶稣拒绝了，他离开了热情的群众。
At that time, people wanted him to the king, but he denied it and he left the people.
因为他的目标并不是统治一个在地上的国度。
Because his goal is not try to reign a kingdom on this earth.
他还是要专注在有关于永恒的计划。
He concentrated on eternity plan.
他要在全世界建立一个属灵的国度。
He will build a spirit kingdom.
这就是神的国度。
And that's God's kingdom.
但是以色列人都不明白。
However, none of the Israel understand this.
连使徒彼得他也不明白。
Not even the disciple Peter.
所以当时还不是宣告他基督身份的时候。
At that time, it's not the timing for him to claim his own status.
所以耶稣禁戒门徒不要告诉人。
That's the reason he warned his disciples not to tell other people.
接着耶稣立刻说明他是基督的真正的含义。
And then following, he immediately to describe what the real means to be a Christ.
他说人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
And he said, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again.
彼得当时可能是出于自然的关心。
Probably at that time, Peter is naturally caring.
但也是撒旦透过彼得说话。
But Satan talks through Peter.
想要拦阻父神在主耶稣身上的旨意。
Trying to block the will from God to Jesus.
耶稣再次胜过试探。
And Jesus talked again.
当时责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧。
”So Jesus said, "Satan, go behind me."
因为撒旦要阻止耶稣上十字架来成就救恩。
Because Satan going to block Jesus to go on the cross for the salvation.
其实这是基督来到世上最大的目的。
But actually, this is the only purpose Jesus came to this world.
任何的拦阻是和撒旦的思想作为相似的，就要被斥责。
Any thinking is similar to Satan's thinking will be rebuked.
当然，彼得不是撒旦。
Of course, Peter is not Satan.
但是彼得的观念中，弥赛亚是绝对不会受苦，不会被弃绝的。
However, in Peter's mind, the Messiah can never be abandoned by the people.
耶稣预言自己必须受许多的苦，要被弃绝，并且被杀，这些对他来说是，简直是不可思议的。
It's beyond their understanding that Jesus will be crucified, will be killed.
彼得试着要劝阻耶稣不要上十字架。
So Peter tried to persuade Jesus not to go to the cross.
因此耶稣严厉地责备彼得。
That's the reason Jesus rebuked him seriously.
世人的观念以为既然主耶稣是神的受膏者，就应该不必经过受苦、背弃和死亡的过程。
Because in a general thinking that if this is a God anointed person, this person should not go into the crucifixion or be killed anyway.
人以为神的统治应当是能力，不是痛苦。
A person's control should be a power, a representation of power.
应当是荣耀，不是屈辱。
Should be a glory instead of humiliation.
但是人们错了。因为神的能力、智慧和荣耀正是在十字架的痛苦和屈辱中彰显出来的。
But we are wrong because God's power, wisdom, and glory is manifest by through the pain and humiliation of the cross.
接着耶稣叫众人与门徒来，对他们提出了一个要求。
And then Jesus asked the people and the disciples to come and give them a request.
他说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
He said, whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me.
这节经文告诉我们跟随主是有条件的。
tells us that there's a condition when we try to follow Jesus.
必须要付上舍己的代价。
We have to pay the price of denying ourselves.
又要背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
And also take up of the cross to follow him.
什么叫做舍己呢？
What is the meaning of denying ourselves?
舍己就是不再以自己为生命和行事的中心目标。
Denying means you're no longer to be your planning or your action center.
舍己是指舍去个人为了满足自己的喜好和以自我为中心的个人打算，而以满足基督的心怀和完成神的计划为生活的目标。
Denying yourself means let go your any pursuing of personal pleasure and a self-centered plan. Instead, you have the Christ heart and God's plan to be your life goal.
背起自己的十字架是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning for take up your cross?
我们也看到圣经当中其他的经文，也有主耶稣讲到背起自己的十字架来跟从我的经文。
We also found in other places that describe in the Bible about how to take up your cross and follow him.
路加福音中说，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
In Luke chapter 14 said, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
马太福音第十章说，不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
In Matthew 10 also said, whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
所以从这两节经文我们就可以清楚地知道，我们每一个基督的门徒都当背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
So it is clear from these two places we know every disciple should take up your own cross and follow him.
否则就不配做主的门徒，也不能做主的门徒。
Otherwise, you are not worthy of God's disciple and cannot be the disciples either.
所以背自己的十字架对我们来说真是非常的重要。
So take up the cross for us is very important.
也是我们做主门徒所需要付上的代价。
And that's the price we have to pay to be a disciple.
所以今天我想我们要多一点来思想到底背十字架的意义是什么。
So we have to think of what's the meaning of carrying the cross.
常常有的时候我听到有人把环境的不顺利、疾病、失败、失恋、忧虑、烦恼、贫困。
So very often we consider our environment like illness, failure, sadness or poverty as one of the cross we have to carry in our life.
或者有的时候遇到了一个不讲理的老板，或者遇到了一个不公平的老师，或者遇到了一位无理的婆婆，我们都把它当成是主耶稣所给我们的十字架。
Very often we consider unreasonable boss or teacher or unreasonable in-law. That's all this suffering are our cross to take.
几年前，甚至有一位政府的最高领导人，他卸任之后，后来他在卸任之后，他以前的一些弊案连连曝光，他觉得自己满腹委屈。
Okay, well, several years ago, one of the high governor official, once he retired, and following that, his corruption was revealed one by one, and then he was so sad.
后来在一个公开的场合，他就说，我愿意背起十字架继续走下去的决心。
And then he even announced that in public that, oh, I will carry out my cross and keep on walking on this road.
像其实很多人误解了十字架真正的意义。
So many people then misunderstood the meaning of take up the cross.
以为凡是不如意的事，就是主耶稣要我们背负的十字架。
People will think of many times situation that doesn't fit for your heart, then that's carrying your cross.
于是我听到有些人他们遇到不如意、不顺心的事，就发出一个无奈的叹息，说：“啊，这是主给我的十字架，我就背吧。”
So sometimes when we are in trouble environment, we will sigh and say, oh, this is the cross gave me, so I will just take it up.
有一位弟兄他与我分享他自己的劳苦与重担。
One time a brother shared with me all his trouble and laboring.
他告诉我说他每个星期至少要工作60个小时，他才能够完成他老板所交给他的任务。
He shared with me that he had to work more than 60 hours a week to complete the work of the project his boss gave to him.
他说他每天回家已经蛮累了。
So he was so tired when he got home.
可是他的妻子仍然等着他回来帮忙分担这样的家事。
However, when he got home, his wife still expecting him to do all these chores to, in the house.
因为妻子在家一天带两个年幼的孩子，一天下来已经很累，所以希望他一回来就可以接班。
Because she was so tired for the whole day at home too.
他告诉我说，他真的，他觉得他的生活就是劳苦与重担。
He felt that his life is filled with a weary and burden.
他说，也许这就是主要我背负的十字架，虽然很沉重，但是为了主，我就继续背下去。
So he said, well, maybe this is the cross God wants me to carry. It's so hard, so burden, so heavy, but I'll pick it up.
其实这是误解了十字架的真意。
Actually, this is another misunderstanding about the meaning of carrying the cross.
十字架不是生活的劳苦和重担。
The cross in our life is not, that's not meant to be the suffering in our life, actually.
因为主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Because Jesus said that all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
耶稣要使跟随他的人得安息。
Jesus will give all his followers the rest.
如果主耶稣要我们背的十字架就是劳苦与重担，他一定不会说这句话。
If when we follow the Christ, it's all weary and burdened, and he will not definitely say this word.
另外有一位弟兄，他因为生意失败，他欠了一笔很大的债务。
Then there's another brother, when he a failure in his business, he owe a big amount of money to somebody else.
他消沉了好一段时间。
So he was depressed for a long time.
为了要还债，到后来他只好去给别人打工。
So he has to do a little job trying to make all this little money to compensate for that debt.
他告诉我说他打工赚的钱他不吃不喝不住全部存下来要20年才能够还清他的债务。
He said by that little salary he earned, he has to not eat, not drink, not sleep, not living by 20 years, then he can pay back this amount of money.
他说他这一辈子就是要被债务所奴役了。
He said, all his life will be bounded by the debt.
他说我大概不能翻身了。
I never be about to turn around.
他说也许这就是主要我背负的十字架吧。
And he will say, oh, maybe this is the cross God wants me to carry.
其实这也是误解了十字架的真意。
Then I'm telling you, this is a misunderstanding again.
十字架并不是贫困受奴役。
The cross is not a property, is not to be slave.
因为主耶稣来到这世上，正是要把我们从为奴之地解救出来。
Because when Jesus came to this world, he's trying to save us from the slavery.
主说，他来是要使被掳的得释放，使瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的能够得自由。
In the Bible said, the reason he came is to free for the prisoners.Recovery for the sight of the blind and to set the oppressed free.
有一位姐妹，她说她一直都有哮喘的疾病。
That a sister said she always had problem with asthma.
当在换季的时候就发病了。
When the season changes, she always have that occurring.
有时候稍微劳累也发病。
And even she works a little bit harder, she will have the episode.
以致她的日常生活受到了很多限制。
So her life was bothered, troubled by this kind of,
因为她心中常常担心可能又要发病了。
So she also worried, sometimes this would happen again.
她认为这大概就是主耶稣 要他背负的十字架。
So she thinks, oh, maybe this is the cross God wants me to carry.
其实这也是误解了十字架的真意。
And this is another misunderstanding.
十字架并不是身体的疾病或灾难。
The cross is not illness or your problem, or the problem on the body, our physical health.
主耶稣说，圣经马太福音上说，耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，也医治百姓各样的疾病。
Because in the Matthew chapter 4 said, Jesus went throughout the Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people.
所以疾病并不是主所要我们背负的十字架。
So again, the illness is not a cross God wants us to carry.
也有人说，我们基督徒和世人一样，要面对生活的压力，要面对失业的危机。
So some people will say, okay, then Christian may be similar to all the people in the world will have to suffer in the worries and troubles of this world.
我们基督徒也是人，我们就一定会忧虑，会烦恼。我想这就是主要让我们背负的十字架。
Christians are still people in this world, so we still have all this suffering to have.
这也是误解了十字架的真意。
But, this is another misunderstanding.
因为主耶稣说，我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
But in the Matthew, it tells that, do not worry about your life.For you will eat and drink, and about your body, what you will wear is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes.
所以我们生活中的忧虑烦恼也不是主要我们背负的十字架。
So the worry and the trouble in our life is not a cross.
那到底什么是十字架呢？
So what on earth is the cross?
那主耶稣说要我们背起自己的十字架，到底是什么意思呢？
So what is the meaning of the care, pick up your cross?
十字架原本是罗马帝国处死刑犯的刑具。
We know that cross itself is the torture instrument from Roman Empire.
只有要被钉死的人才会背十字架。
Only those people who will be killed will carry their cross.
所以背十字架的意思就是自己要死。
So the meaning of taking up the cross is you will die.
不要死就不背十字架。
If you will not die, then you don't have to carry your cross.
背十字架就是要死。
So the meaning of carrying your cross is you will die.
马可福音八章三十五节，我们也可以看到同样的意思。八章三十五节说，因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。
In Mark chapter 8 verses 35 also say similar verses. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it.
丧掉生命就是死了。
Lose your life means death.
一个人只有在向自己死和向基督活，才能够在主里得到真正的生命。
A person only die to himself and live to cross will gain the real life in him.
相反的，一个自以为能救自己的人，必定失去他的生命。
And a person who thinks he can save himself will lose his life.
所以背十字架就是自己要死。
So carry the cross means you have to die.
我们的自己是已经与基督同钉十字架。
Ourselves already crucified with Christ on the cross.
就像保罗在加拉太书第二章所说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Just like Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, he said, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
背十字架就是向自己死。
Carry the cross means you have to die to yourself.
不再体贴自己的意思。
No longer considering your own desire.
只体贴神的意思。
only considering God's desire.
无论是什么事情，把自己的意思和神的意思比较，若有冲突，就把自己的意思舍去，照着神的意思去行。
When you find a conflict between your own desire, between your own desire and God's desire, you have to sacrifice your own desire to follow God's desire.
所以什么叫做背十字架呢？
What does it mean to carry the cross?
简单的说，就是以神的意思为主，自己的意思要顺服在神的旨意之下。
Simply saying is you use God's will as your will, and then you follow God's will.
当我们真的能够背起十字架来跟随主的时候，我们一定需要付上代价的。
When we really can follow, take up the cross to follow God, then that's the price we have to pay.
有一位姐妹她分享她自己的见证。
A sister share her own witness.
她在一个很偶然的机会去教会听到，心中深受感动。
In a very occasional situation, she went to a church to listen to the sermon and she was touched so much.
所以很快的他就信主受洗。
And very soon he accepted and she was baptized.
他说当时他不敢告诉他的先生。
At that time, she didn't dare to tell her husband.
因为他知道先生如果听到这事一定会很生气。
She knew that her husband knew that, then he would be very upset.
而且一定会百般的来嘲笑他。
And then he would mock her.
后来他受浸成为基督徒。
And later on, she been baptized, become a Christian.
他每个星期要固定去参加聚会。
So she attend worship regularly.
先生当然就知道了他做了基督徒。
Of course, the husband realized she became a Christian.
果然非常不高兴。
And then he was very upset.
并且在生活中多方来刁难他。
And then in their lives, he always criticized her in the daily life.
教会的牧师知道这事以后很难过。
So the pastor was very sad when he heard about this kind of situation.
也很为这位姐妹担心。
And also worried about the sister.
就去探访他们。
So he went to visit them.
牧师也试着向她的丈夫来传福音。
At the same time, the pastor also tried to spread the gospel to the husband.
但是一点果效都没有。
But there's no effect at all.
过了一段时间以后，牧师有机会又问这位姐妹。
So after a while, the pastor asked the sister again.
当你丈夫故意为难你的时候，你都是怎么样来过日子的？
How would you work out your day when your husband criticizes you?
这位姐妹告诉牧师说
the sister told the pastor,
如果我的丈夫谩骂我就对他更加温柔更有耐心
If the husband, my husband score me then I will have more patience to him
如果他对我生气我就把菜烧得更好
If he's upset then I will cook even better for him
如果他埋怨我就照他的意思把家里打扫得更干净
If he complains, then I will work out even more to clean up the house.
我要表明我做了基督徒之后我更能做一个好妻子好母亲。
I want to show him that to become a Christian, I can even be a better mother, a better housewife.
后来这一位丈夫因他妻子的行动被感化而信主。
And later on, this husband was so touched by her wife's work.
这位姐妹因着她的信仰而受到逼迫。
So the sister, because her faith, she was persecuted.
她为了见证她的信仰，她承受很多的委屈或者牺牲，这是背十字架。
In order to testify her own faith, she was crucified, or she was criticized, and then this is the carrying the cross.
所以夫妻之间的矛盾，我不能够很简单的就说哦。这就是十字架。
I cannot simply explain the conflict between husband and wife in terms of this is carrying your cross.
主耶稣所说的十字架乃是指一切为基督的信仰而承受的痛苦与牺牲。
When Jesus mentioned about the cross, the carrying the cross means you have to sacrifice for your faith.
如果不是为了主和主的福音而起的矛盾，就不是十字架。
If it's not for the conflict of your faith, then it's not a cross.
你看但以理的三个朋友冒着生命的危险不肯来拜那个金像。
We know in the book of Daniel, he has three friends. They would not bow down to that golden statue.
我们从但以理书第三章，我们看到他们的信仰的真实性。
We can see from that the book that how truthful their faith will be.
即使神不从火窑中拯救他们，他们被烧死也不会对神不忠去拜金像。
Even God will not rescue them from the firing furnace, they would still would not bow down to that golden statue.
今天我们可能不至于被丢入火窑里面。
Today we probably will not be thrown into that furnace.
但是我们可能为了要守住信仰而落入一种很不舒服的一种光景之中。
But we have opportunities to, because of our faith, we'll be put in a position which is really uncomfortable.
我们是不是也会说我所侍奉的神必定解救我，即或不然我也拒绝侍奉其他的神呢？
We have this kind of faith to say, even our Lord will not save me, I still will not do that.
有一位年轻的弟兄与我分享。
One time a young brother shared with me.
他说他从小就信主。
He said he believed in God when he was young.
他的父母亲一直都非常重视他们孩子们 每天的灵修与祷告的生活。
And their parents is very emphasized on their daily devotion and their Bible reading.
后来他在台湾被征召去服兵役。
And later on, he was called to the military.
虽然在军中，他仍然持守每天灵修祷告的习惯。
Even in the military, he's still insisting his daily devotion and reading Bible.
他在每天晚上睡觉之前总是读圣经，然后跪下来祷告。
He can try to read the Bibles and kneel down to pray before he go to sleep.
与他一起服役住在同寝室的人看到他这样都取笑他。
People in the same room all teasing.
他们都一起来捉弄他。
They mock him.
有的人趁他闭起眼睛祷告的时候赶快把他的枕头藏起来。
Some people will even hide his pillow when he kneel down and close his eyes to pray.
有的人在他祷告的时候躲在他的身后模仿他跪在那里的姿势。
Some people mimic him when he kneel down to pray behind him.
还有几个人呢就在那里猜他今天在祷告什么，甚至猜一些非常荒唐的祷告内容。
Some of the people was, you know, guessing, oh, what he was praying today. You know, sometimes even making the jokes, making fun of him.
他们想要把他激怒。
They trying to irritate him.
他这位弟兄说，他不但没有生气，反而以更大的爱心来接纳他的室友。
But however, this brother, he didn't get irritated. Instead, he loved and tolerate all his friends.
他与他们做朋友。
He become friends of these people.
在一段时日之后，这些人不但不再捉弄他，反倒处处都来帮助他。
And after a long time, they no longer tease him. Instead of they help him.
当我们为见证信仰而付上代价，这就是背十字架的表现。
When we pay the price for witness for testifying our faith, and that's called with carry on your cross.
主耶稣说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。”背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Jesus said, "If anyone want to follow me, he must take up his cross and follow."
主耶稣特别强调，我们要背的十字架不是别人的十字架，不是耶稣的十字架，乃是我们自己的十字架。
And Jesus even mentioned that the cross you're going to pick up is not other people's, but your own self cross.
这就告诉我们，我们每一位跟随主的人都有自己要担的担子，都有自己要负的责任与代价。
That tells us each person has your own responsibility, has your own cross to carry.
你的我的十字架虽然不同，但这却是神按着我们属灵的身量来设计的。
Maybe your cross is different than mine, but all the cross were tailor-made for you and me.
其中都有主美好的旨意。
And among them, there's a wonderful will from God.
我们不能背别人的十字架，我们也不需要去羡慕别人的十字架。
We cannot carry other people's cross, and we don't have to admire other people's cross, maybe lighter.
路加福音第九章第二十三节那一节类似的一经文更告诉我们，我们是要天天背起他的十字架。
In Luke chapter 9, he said we have to pick up the cross daily.
天天就是包括所有的日子。
Daily means everything.
也包括一切的环境。
It covers all the different environments.
不论是顺境逆境，是福是祸，是生是死，都要遵照神的意思，不照自己的意思。
No matter good time, bad time, blessing or curse, all follow God's will, not your own will.
这样是神的旨意，借着我们天天背自己的十字架，而能够成就在我们的身上。
So God's will can be fulfilled on ourselves.
三十六、三十七节说，人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢
？In verses 36-37 said, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or can anyone give in exchange for their soul?"
一个人不管在世界中赚了多少，也不可能以世界的任何好处来换取神所赐的永恒生命。
No matter how much you gain from this world, you cannot use all these good things to in exchange for the blessing from God.
即使有人真的赚得全世界，也不足以换取神所要赐予的生命。
Even somebody can gain the whole world, it cannot in exchange for the blessing from God.
不论我们在世上拥有多少，这都只是暂时的。
No matter how much we have on this world, it's all temporary.
在这世界中得的再多又能怎么样呢
Even you gain so much, so what would that be?
上个星期六星期天我们教会就是应城华人教会有一个布道会
Last Sunday we have a gospel outreach in our Indiana church
我们请了远志明牧师来做布道
We have the pastor Yuan Zimin to share the gospels.
大约有六七百人来参加。
There were about 600-700 people attend.
教会当中是挤得水泄不通。
It's all full of people.
我们感谢神。
We thank God for this kind of blessing.
两天的布道会大约有六七十人接受主做他们个人的救主。
There are about 60-70 people, they accept their Jesus during those 2 days gospel outreach.
很多邻近的教会都有弟兄姐妹，都有慕道友一起来参加。
Many other churches also join us.
我们感谢神的恩典。
We thank God's grace.
但是我也想起来当时，当我们去邀请人来参加布道会时候的光景。
But I also remember the time when we're trying to invite people to come.
有的时候我们用打电话的。
Sometimes we call.
有的时候我们在这个华人的超市前面发单张。
Sometimes we pass the invitation sheets on the supermarket.
我们也在我们社区当中邀请邻居街坊好友来参加。
We went to different communities to invite people, neighbors to come.
我就想起当时我们邀请的时候，我们所听到的。
Then I remember what we heard when we tried to invite people.
有些人，不是很多。有些人告诉我们说，他需要加班，所以不能来。
Well, some people told me, oh, he needed to work, so he couldn't come.
也有人告诉我们说，我们星期六、星期天要开店，生意很忙，不能来。
Well, some people will say, we have to run our business on Saturday and Sunday, so we couldn't join you.
也有人说，我还有更重要的事情需要处理，所以不能来。
Well, some people say, oh, I have even more important business to go, so I couldn't join you.
人就是赚得了全世界，失去了神所要赐给我们的永恒的生命，是多么的可惜啊。
What a pity if even we can gain the whole world, but we lose the blessing from our God.
人还能够拿什么来换取神所要赐的永恒的生命呢？
What can we use to in exchange the eternal life God will give us?
八章三十八节说，凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作是可耻的。
In Mark 8:38 said,In this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with his holy angels.
如果我们把这一节经文，我们把它反过来说。
If we say this word upside down.
如果我们在地上的时候，把耶稣和他的福音当作荣耀的，主耶稣在他父的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把我们当成是荣耀的。
If we consider Jesus and His gospel is glorious in this world, and then when He comes again, then He will consider us as glory.
我们要在那永恒的荣耀里面与主同享他的福分。
We will enjoy the blessing from God in the eternal glory.
主耶稣说，凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
Jesus said, whoever cannot pick up their cross and follow me cannot be my disciples.
主耶稣说，不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
Jesus also said, whoever cannot pick up their cross and follow me are not worthy to be my disciples.
所以我们每一个基督的门徒，我们都当天天背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
So each disciple, we should all carry our own cross and follow him.
否则我们就不配做主的门徒，也不能做主的门徒。
Otherwise, we cannot and we are not capable to be his disciples at all.
所以我们做主门徒的代价，就是要背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
So the price to be a disciple is to carry our cross and follow him.
背十字架应该是从第一天就开始背。
And it's on the first day when you become a Christian, you should pick up your cross and follow him.
而且天天要背，一直背到见主耶稣的面，在荣耀中与他相见为止。
And take up the cross daily until the day you see the Lord again.
十字架的道路就是一条顺从的道路。
The Lord's road, the cross road, the road of the cross is the road of the obedience.
不论什么事情，把自己的意思和神的意思来比较，只要有冲突，就把自己的意思舍去，顺从神的意思去行。
Whatever there is a conflict between your desire and God's desire, you should drop your own desires and achieve God's desire.That's called carry your own cross.
主耶稣在受难前也曾对门徒说，但要叫世人知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。
Because before Jesus went to the cross, he said, I want to show how the Father loves me. So whatever I was doing is following what the Father had told me.
我们也要效法主耶稣的榜样。
We should follow Jesus' example.
不论不断地来顺从神的旨意，遵守神的律法，遵行圣经的教训。
We should keep on following the teaching of the book and then following Jesus' leading.
我们不但在平安顺利蒙福的环境中要顺从主。
We're not only obedient to our law good time.
而且在考验逼迫危难的环境中，我们也要来顺从主。
When suffering comes, when trouble comes, we also should obedient to our Lord.
我们要天天背起十字架来跟从主，就是要天天在主里面来遵守主的命令，主的真道。
So when we take up our cross to follow God, that means we should obey His teaching, obey His law in the law.
主耶稣说，凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，不能做我的门徒。
Jesus said, whoever does not pick up the cross, follow him, cannot be his disciple.
背自己的十字架跟从主，真是主耶稣非常清楚的命令。
It's a very clear commandment from our Lord Jesus that we have to pick up our cross and follow Him.
这是我们每个人必须要背的，也是不能推脱的。
This is something we have to do. We cannot be avoided.
当我们真诚愿意背十字架跟从主的时候，主的能力、主的恩典就要来扶持我们。
When we start to pick up our cross to follow Him, God's grace, God's power will overflow to us.
主要我们背十字架跟从他，不会是我们做不到的事。
When we pick up our cross and follow Him, it cannot be the things we cannot achieve.
所以我们一点都不需要害怕。
So we don't have to be afraid.
他会预备我们所需要的力量，预备我们所需要的恩典。
God will prepare the grace and the power we need.
这样让我们能够跟从他，能够与他同行。
So we can follow Him, we can walk with Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的恩主，我们愿意真心来跟随你。
Our dearly grace Lord, oh, we really want to follow you.
我们愿意舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
We want to deny ourselves and take up our cross to follow you.
我们知道十字架的道路是一条顺从的道路。
We know the road of cross is not an easy way.
但是我们深信你的大能、你的恩典要来扶持我们。
But we do believe that your grace and your power will help us to walk through.
让我们经历上掉自己，以致得着你丰盛的生命。
So we can experience by denying ourselves, but we will gain you in ourselves.
求主来帮助我们走这一条路。
Please help us to walk on this path.
一直走到将来你在天父的荣耀里降临，我们能够与你同在荣耀里。
Until the day when you come in the cloud of the Heavenly Father, so we can enjoy with you.
我们为主的恩典献上感谢。
We thank you for all your grace.
我们也求主继续施恩赐福给每一个家庭。
We also ask Lord to bless all the family.
求主带领教会各样的事工。
Please also guide all kinds of services in our church.
让这个教会就成为这一个城市的灯台。
So this church will become the light of this place.
我们谢谢主，奉主的名祷告。
We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.